Well, it's hard to avoid news about British singer Adele at the moment. The publicity for her newly released album seems to have been running in overdrive for the past few weeks. Now, music streaming service Spotify has added to the hype by removing Shuffle as the default play option on its app at Adele's request. It comes after another instance of what we could call unplanned publicity, as Rachel Mealy reports.
Adele Adkins holds a fair bit of sway in the music industry.
There ain't no gold in this river.
When her new single, Easy On Me, was released last month, it became the most streamed song in one day. Then her album followed last week.
I'll be taking flowers to the cemetery of my heart.
Streaming service Spotify says there were close to 61 million streams of it across the globe on the first day, making it one of the most streamed albums of all time on release. So when someone like Adele asks for something, they usually get their way. And at her request, Spotify has removed a default function on its platform, which plays songs from an album in a random order. Dan Cribb is the editor of music.com.au.
I think with artists like Adele, she makes a good point in that she's trying to tell a story, not necessarily through the lyrics, so like reading a book, you know, if you read it song by song, but more through kind of like the vibe. And it'd be kind of like if you did watch a movie and you kind of just shuffled up the chapters, you know, like an artist is trying to create, tell a story through, I guess, emotions more than anything.
Critics have given Adele's album the thumbs up. It tells the story of the end of her 8-year relationship, which ended in divorce in 2019. When Spotify announced the change to the shuffle button, Adele took to Twitter. "We don't create albums with so much care and thought into our track listing for no reason. Our art tells a story, and our story should be listened to as we intended," she said.
You know, this is her first album in 6 years, so obviously it's very important to her. And she does have a lot of sway, as we've seen through various other things happening throughout the past few weeks leading up to the album and once the album's out. So it's definitely not surprising that Adele's pushed this across the line, but it is huge news for Spotify and its users.
The Spotify decision comes on the heels of news that an Australian journalist reportedly offended the singer when he interviewed her in London and admitted that he hadn't listened to the album first. Channel 7's Matt Doran says he was unaware he'd been emailed a copy of the then unreleased album. Dan Cribb says music writers would make sure they've listened to the music of even a local band before an interview.
Yeah, that's not really a good excuse. I mean, if you're being flown to London to do something like that, it's not hard to send an email or make a phone call just saying, "Hey, I haven't got the link yet."
Sony hasn't released the interview to Channel 7. Dan Cribb says the record label would always get the final say over any interview.
You'd think that it's that, you know, unreasonable for Adele or the label to say, "No, like, you can't air this," because obviously, I mean, and obviously they haven't spoken about the album. So what value is it, you know, to Adele if he hasn't listened to it?
However it plays out, it's another example of all publicity being good publicity.
Oh, the power of Adele. Rachel Mealy reporting there.